Blog Talk Radio.
Cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to what we're calling Spiritual Shenanigans. My name is Joel Castro, and I go by the name Amillennial's Third Eye. And I hope you guys are ready for a great radio show. What you guys are going to be listening to right now live is a newborn, entertaining, thoughtful, put together by two of my great friends, put it to you that way, coming to you live. I'm in New York. We got Tony over in Philly, and we got Candace joining us in Florida. Are you guys ready? What's going on? What's up?
What's good? Let's do this.
Yeah, well, hello.
I don't know if the world is ready. I think a lot of people say that when they want to talk a lot of smack, but I don't know. I really don't know if the world is ready. So,
not for us.
It's been a minute. The last show we did was Candace. We did. You're not going to believe this shit? Is that what we called it?
That show was funny.
That was really fun.
That was a great time.
I think this is going to be a new, like, an evolution of that. We got Tony's energy now with us. Thank you for joining us, Tony. This is
a whole new team thing.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for having me. It's going to be a blast.
So, for everyone listening, this is a spiritual millennial mixture of different things. We're going to be providing you with several different awesomenesses. We're going to bring that sauce. We're also going to be bringing spiritual news. We're going to bring some humor, some laughter. We might make you cry a little bit, but it's tears of joy. And then at some point, we would like a little bit. We would like to wrap it up with some readings. Now, if you're the type of person that you really want a reading, like right now, probably not, because we're going to be doing that towards the end of the show. We got to enjoy the show. We're also looking forward to future events on this live radio podcast in the future, because it's recorded as well afterwards. Live now, recorded for you to listen and enjoy later. We want to hear from you. We have some segments here that we're going to be having you participate in, whether it's anonymous letters telling us your horrible stories that you want insight on, Or if you want to call in and participate in our conversation, we want to hear from you. So let's get into it real quick. Someone right now is breathing really heavily on the microphone.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. So I like to do a little recap or what's going on in our lives. Tony, let everyone know, tell me what's new in your life. What do you want to share with us about recent events? Anything going on? You want to be like, yo, what's up? My name's Tony. What's
happening? Yeah. Well, in case anybody was wondering, my name is in fact Tony. And I guess I myself a bit of a clear sentient individual. I tend to specialize and like get guided through music, movies, TV, and a little bit of my intuition, I suppose. So all of it kind of gets melded into one, and I just kind of go with it. I currently reside in Philly, where I am doing whatever the hell happens when I wake up. That's as far as I'm going with that. That's my regular and everyday life.
That's awesome. Candace, what's new in your life? What's going on? Let everyone tell the world.
Oh, Nelly. life is never ending. It's just a never ending lesson after lesson after, you know, ups and downs and joys and all kinds of stuff. God, I didn't even know where I left off from like the last time we talked to anybody. But currently, we're doing a reboot. We're starting over with life. We're getting back to the basics. We're eating better. Mm-hmm. We're exercising more. I'm speaking in the third person. My daughter and my mother is doing this with me. So, but getting back to the roots of what got me here in the first place, you know, and kind of like honoring that a little bit and teaching like my daughter along the way now.
That's what's up. That's very good. Well,
yeah,
thank you for sharing your updates. So you got more? Tell us more.
Well, it ain't like much. I mean, it's just the same old stuff. But, yeah, I mean, just life. I mean, you know, same old grind. Still doing this stuff. But, yeah, same old same.
I think it's not the same. It's a new version of you.
Joe?
Evolved. Oh, well, thank you for asking. So kind of you. Joe had went through some shit. Pray to God. On God. I said God.
I was there for that.
But I'm grateful because the funny thing about life and how interesting it can be is that things popped off and doors opened, whether they were temporary moments, but it really changed a lot in me. I'm not going to sit here and say I found Jesus. I'm not saying I didn't either, but all I'm saying is I'm a changed man. I came out of the darkness with some better light. Very grateful for my family. And, you know, there's some people, I find this hard to go through sometimes, is that we're going to meet people. We're going to break up with people. We're going to cut people off. We're going to try to connect with people. I think one of the misunderstood subjects sometimes is how we're going to have a hard time with individuals, but we don't have to like always take it out on each other. We're going to come across people that are unhealed. I don't want to call people out. We're all unhealed in some way, but some people would come into our lives and we're going to come into theirs and it's going to trigger some shit.
Right.
And I guess I gave the gift of healing to someone.
That's why they're there.
I gave the gift of triggers to someone, and you know, then I also love speaking my truth. So it's, I don't know. It's another box for another subject. But I went through some stuff, came out grateful. I have a really great job, and I've been working on tractor trailer tires and services, and they're getting me ready to go out on the road and take care of vehicles elsewhere. So, but now I got more time. I feel more balanced. I'm resting better. And I'm going to bed earlier than I think I've ever had in my life, except when I was in elementary school or a baby. So here we are.
Wow.
Before we get into...
Oh, no.
I feel changed. I have less anxiety. Before we get into the spiritual news, I'd like to thank shout out to our sponsors. Today's sponsor is brought to you by the Moon Tarot Card. Are you staring at the moon? Are you not sleeping at night and you're wondering, where is your life going? And you're looking for some answers and clarity? Well, the moon. There's some secrets hidden in the darkness, and you're not sure where they're at and when it's coming. But the true answer to this card is patience, bitch. All right, so let's go to the spiritual news here. Spiritual patience, bitch. I'm not a fan of this, the spiritual woo-woo, like, be patient with your life.
Calm down.
Bitch, just be patient.
It's late.
So as we're creating this new radio show, we came up with some segments, and I'd like to kind of look at news differently. Mm-hmm. For me, we're going to be looking into spiritual news, and the spiritual news that I came across for this live radio show is that there has been a actress named, her name is Bethany Joy Lenz from One Tree Hill, and she has spoken out about recently that she has been under spiritual energy that has been negative from being in a cult. She says that it was painful but purposeful. She says, I'm a writer at heart, so turning a phrase is easy for me. Exploring the memories and really facing them can be challenging, but I'm doing it. The actress told this magazine that I'm reading the article from. There's a lot to tell, but she's not really telling about the cult because previously spoken about, there's some legal problems with it apparently, and she can't really discuss it for some reason or another. She says, I was in a cult for 10 years. That would be a really valuable experience to write about. She's really talking about it in a weird way. She kind of makes it seem pretty...
It
seems pretty, like, nonchalant. I'm curious, like... Because a lot of times we kind of label stuff as cults. Like, my religious practice, a lot of people on the outside of it, it's like, oh, it's a cult. I mean, it's a religious belief system. It's not a cult. There was a man that also had died. I agree with you. There was a man in her life that had died and really made an impact on her life. And the only reason that she really talks about that is because it opened a lot more doors for her and in faith and life to rebuild her faith using reason and logic, a belief system that fully engages my mind while still leaving room for wonder and mystery. And I love that. What do you guys think about that?
Well, from her experience, I don't know. I've never, from my knowledge, I'm not in a cult or I have been in a cult. Because cults are all about brainwashing, okay? So it's, manipulation, right? So, but anyways, to go through 10 years of brainwash and manipulation to come out on a side where she says that it was painful, but the progress that she's making afterwards and how she's healing. Like you said, the way she put it was so beautiful. Like how you go through something so painful and traumatic and some people, it's like the worst of the worst, or you can grow and learn. From that experience, which is difficult but rewarding,
She says that she was in a cult for 10 years, and then 10 years after that of recovery, she also felt the pressure to get it right in life, but she says, I don't know how much I can say, she added, because there's still people and legal things in place that make it more complicated than for timing of that. Very interesting.
Probably an NDA.
I was like, I want to find spiritual news that's different. Tony, any comments on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As someone who has been in a couple of cults, I totally get it. I've been in the restaurant industry since I was, 18. very, very light and fun and healthy. And
that is hilarious.
For most people. You get indoctrinated easily into the lifestyle, so I totally get it. And then having, 10 years of trying to recover you know, burnouts, consistently following orders and being at the whim of every single person around you. And, you know, yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Also,
you know, when you said that, that's no joke. You're right. I actually, like, agree with you. It's funny, but true. The hospitality restaurant industry is hilarious. I'm gonna start telling people. I was in it for 9 years. And by the way, everyone, Tony and me both went to college together. That's how we met. We both went to the Culinary Institute of America. Fuck Johnson and Wales.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Johnson and Wales?
Fuck the other guy.
I don't even know what the other college's name was. Did you guys also know that the planets right now are all in disarray?
No, I didn't notice. You mentioned it earlier. No, like, what is going – like, it's an earth – this is weird.
There is a bunch
– just, like, floating around.
There's billions of planets that have gone rogue in the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay.
I don't know why they use the word rogue. To me, rogue sounds like they went on the dark side or something. But
they just went off. We're just going off pattern, going out of the system. Like, planets and all this stuff rotate on their own. They all go in this systematically in a way, if you will. So either they like try to rotate in a different way, or they're kind of like spinning faster. It can move like a whole bunch of different stuff.
It says that they probably form the same way other planets do. Like there was two planets that collided, and then it sent everything else out like in a way a disarray. And then it said that.
Okay.
Oh, you're having a moment. You're having a synchronistic moment. I love
that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool now. Being a part of the other side watching, because I had those moments and it was embarrassing for me. So I'd be like, oh shit. And then, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening, you're witnessing rogue planets right now colliding in Tony's head.
Yeah. That or I stubbed my toe. You will never know.
What it feels like.
That's crazy though. They collided, and what has also possibly happened is that it kicks out other planets. It's kind of like planetary bocce, or it's like the higher gods are throwing planets at each other. The existence of wandering worlds. And of course, what do you think NASA had to say about this? NASA is excited to find other possible planets similar to Earth,
Okay, so I'm going to interject here. You go ever so slightly nerdy. So they're, whatever. So Marvel, they're currently in this like phase 5 or phase 15, I don't know, honestly. But the current thing about that is this thing called incursions, where these multiple universes are colliding for dominance. And then they're literally, like the worlds are literally colliding. And then they're warring to see who can, like, survive, because only one can survive, basically. And this is starting to sound and line up a lot like that. Like, it's very weird that there's, like, these reflective things. And then the whole thing with the aliens, they're doing secret invasion right now. That's about how, like, aliens have invaded and interceded the government and kind of, like, been working with them. So I'm just like, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be that guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going
to be I wanted to bring this in, and you kind of opened the door for it. What I don't understand is the whole light being alien thing is that besides everyone knowing, because everyone knows, the government had released secret documents not that long ago, and now recently they had discussed more in Congress. What's your thoughts on that, guys?
Well, yeah, I think they declassed UFOs sometime this year, like, I don't know, the beginning of the year, maybe even last year. But, like, they read it all out. They put all that information on the Internet, like, declassing it all. I don't know. I know that there's stuff that like, the government's not going to tell us, obviously, because, hello, mm-hmm. like, they waited this long to tell us, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like.
Yeah, they didn't.
It doesn't faze me. It doesn't faze me because, like, I just know whether they're going to come out and say something or not. Like, I personally don't need that, you know what I mean? Like, because on a personal
what I'd like to do is kind of crack this open next week, because I know that I really want to hear more about what you guys have to say about, you know, I think you mentioned Candace Project Blu-ray or something. Is that Blue Beam.
Oh, my God.
Blue Beam. I've heard about this from some people around me, too.
Yeah, Google Project Blue Beam.
Blue Beam.
So before you start freaking out about aliens coming to visit, it's Project Blue Beam. Oh,
and everyone put your floaties on.
Yeah, you might.
So you don't fall in the rabbit hole.
Seriously, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, so, all right, Candace, you have some horoscopes and astrology. No, horoscopes for us today, right?
I do. But
should
first,
I play some fancy music?
You want to play some fancy music? I don't. I'm not that kind of girl. You don't need all that. I do have horoscopes. Hold on one second. So for like this week that's coming up, from like the 13th to the like 19th. Okay, guys, pay attention.
Pay attention. This is your horoscope segment for next week.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. So this week we got. Let's start with Aries, and I'll just work my way down the horoscope.
Take your time.
So Aries. Yeah, we got time. We got plenty of time. Aries. Yes. So Aries. The card that came out. So first of all, let me just start. I used the Psychic Tarot Oracle deck. I work better with Oracle cards than I do with Tarot cards. So I used an Oracle deck, and so basically for Aries, this week you got a conflict and defeat. Okay, so what I feel is that communication is going to be big this week. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to come through, and it's important for you, Aries, to vocalize how you feel about any of these changes that are going on. You need to speak up from, like, what is necessary. You have to speak up. That's what you have to do. There's a lot of emphasis with your throat chakra. So whether if it's blocked or maybe you can do some exercises to like, help unblock it. But speaking up is necessary because that's going to create the change that you need. Taurus, we have recognition and fertility. So there's a lot of emphasis when it comes to love this week, Taurus, whether it's self-love, love for others, love for your work, anything that involves that love vibe.
Infertility.
Because love itself is just unconditional. So when you come from a place of unconditional love, that's when that fertility happens. That's when things blossom, and that's when you get back those seeds that you planted. You know, you reap what you sow. So pay attention to that this week and how you relate to love. It's almost as if your heart chakra is blocked. So try to ground as much as possible. You can even use rose quartz crystals, positive affirmations. That'll kind of help. Yoga, meditation, that'll help unblock like any, you know, your chakras. So be on guard for that this week. Gemini, the twins. they're having issues. The Geminis are going to have issues with love. Get a Gemini. The Geminis are going to have some issues here with their relationship. I feel like that they're, whether it's personal or romantic, that there's like some rough times, like some shaky waters kind of. Yeah, a little bit. It's so gotta be you. Not everyone is gonna like you for who you are, Gemini, because you know, you're Gemini's the twins, right? So I don't wanna say this in a wrong way, but not like you have more than one personality, but more than one sides of you, you know? And some people can't handle that. So if they can't love you for you, you need to kick them out. Whether, you know, not so much, you know, your family's your family, but, you know, friends or, you know, partners that can't accept who you are. You don't need that kind of shit. So you just let it go. So then you can move on. And that's right. And then once you do that, like, once you, like, get rid of shit that you don't, like, you know, you don't need, new chapters, new journeys, new beginnings, new everything starts to open up for you. So, yeah, do what's good for you. Do what's healthy for you. And be unapologetically you. All right. Cancer. Cancer, Cancer, Cancer. Your energy this week, Cancer, is contagious. Contagious. If you're happy, the rest of the world around you is happy. If you're pissy, the rest of the world around you is pissy. So keep that in mind, how you can actively affect the people around you, like in your room, in your area, when you walk into a space, and how people react. So there's like something new that's also brewing. It's something that you're manifesting, and keep up these positive vibes and just keep chugging along, and it'll help bring in those manifestations that you're working on.
Get it.
That's right. Leos. See, that's me. I'm a Leo. So this week for Leos, Leos are coming in to their alignment. Also, there's a lot of emphasis this week on the heart chakra. And like the heart space for many of the signs. So that seems to be like a common theme in general, just more love, you know, we need more love. So Leos, we're coming into an alignment. So there's all that focus from our heart space, and we need to continue to work from our heart space, that unconditional love, and having positive vibes and all that love and compassion and more. There's a lot of emphasis on what your passion in life is, what drives you, and to put that love and energy into that. So, like, for myself, it would be like something creative and just pour that energy, that love energy into something and create it. So working from the heart space is really – really big this week. Virgo. Wow. Virgo. Ooh, you got some obstacles coming, Virgo. Obstacles and challenges. So there's some big changes. Big changes coming. How the week plays out is going to depend on you, as far as that goes. Change is going to happen. How you handle it and deal with it is all up, and that's what's going to make or break your week. So it can, you know, change is hard, but in this case, it's also inevitable and it's necessary for you for growth. Okay. So the more you resist it and prolong the process, you drag it on, or just accept it, let it flow, and sooner rather than later, everything will align for you for the best possible, your best possible outcome. So it's going to be hard. The situations you some of you may come into, you like emotionally and just even like physically, it's going to test you. It's really going to test you, and it might even break you. But that's okay, because you're just going to rise above it, and you're going to be better and stronger, more educated, you know, more everything. It's just going to, knowledge is power, right? So pay attention to that this week.
You got to go through the hard stuff and break, and sometimes we got to sit with it and go, oh, and then you learn.
Yeah.
Like I said about it in the intro, I was telling, went through some shit. And then, look, we don't want to go through it. So, Virgo, just go through it. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, just, you know, just accept it and let it, you know, soak it in, accept it, so you can heal. The faster you heal in this process, the better, because it's just going to, a whole new life awaits you. So, like, why drag your ass? You know, so just, you know, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. But you guys can do it, and you'll come back stronger. You got Virgos, you know, you're resilient. You'll come back. You'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. All of my my Libras out there. All right. You're going to have a couple of options on the table for you. You kind of already intuitively know or feel as though you know what you want to do. You haven't made that choice. You know, you're deciding. You got to sit there and make sure on a deep level, and I'm talking like using all of your spiritual senses, all of your chakras, all of, you know, your intuition. And this is going to be a big major change for you.
Your inner emotions.
You need to connect to who you are. So as you're, you know, should I do this? Like the pros and cons list, right? You're going through your pros and cons. Does it sit right with you? Does it feel right with you? When you talk about it, when you think about it, you know, use all your chakras, all your senses, your spiritual senses to make sure you're making the right move. I feel like you're going to something is too good to be true and a little deceiving. Mm. So be careful. Be careful.
Uh-oh. Be careful.
When it comes to that. Okay. Be careful.
Libra.
A little, you know,
careful,
be careful.
Libra.
So, yeah, just weigh everything out. And, yeah, but you got to go deep. And this is a big change.
Libra. Use all your senses.
Yep.
Your tongue's on a very pointy right now.
Scorpios. All right. Okay, so the card that came up was emotional loss. So anything, emotional loss is not necessarily just a loved one or a pet, like, passing away. It could be anything that you are emotionally connected to. It could be your car. It could be the nice pair of shoes in your closet. You know, it could be your pet. It could be a painting that you have, anything that you are strongly emotionally connected to. This week is going to be, well, a lot, obviously. So in times of loss, it's like no matter like how big or small it is, like there's an equal like impact, you know. So, like, the less insignificant the loss, like, oh, no, like, I dropped my candy, whatever, I don't know, something so insignificant, it broke your heart, but, you know, the consequence for that is nil, you know what I mean? So, you have to honor the loss, whatever it is, like, accept it and honor it. When you properly honor someone or something, then you can properly heal from it. And with that knowledge that you gained through that experience, I'm not feeling as though this is like a little loss. I think this is more on the lines of like losing a job. type of thing. So, like, that sort of, that's the sort of vibes that I'm getting, the kind of severity of this block. I don't know if that makes sense to some of you Scorpios out there. But that's okay. Okay, that's all right. Because you just take whatever it is and you just move forward with it, you know, everything that you gain from that experience, especially if you are losing a new job, there's more. And, you know, you take what you learned and you apply that and you do better, right? So, yeah. Sorry, guys. So, yeah. Sagittarius. Oh, are you Scorpio?
Me? Oh, God, no.
You Scorpio?
I'm a Gemini.
All right, Sagittarius. You know what? Give yourself a pat on the back, Sagittarius, because you have slayed it lately. You are kicking off and taking names, so you deserve a nice little round of applause.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Nice. Oh. You are doing awesome. This week for you is like celebrate. Celebrate yourself and your accomplishments because, man, you kicked some major, like, there were some uphill battles. And I'm, like, going on for, like, a minute. You know, it's been a while. Like, you've been working and struggling, and you made
it.
So celebrate. Go out to a nice dinner. Go get a massage. I don't know. A night on the town. You deserve to pamper yourself for all the hard work, all of the everything you had to go through to get where you are right now. So enjoy, relax, pamper yourself. You deserve it. What we got next? Capricorn. Capricorn, kind of short and sweet, Capricorn. Change around this week, Capricorn. Your faith is going to be tested. And you're going to be placed in situations and in conversations that is going to make you question your personal beliefs. So stay strong. It feels like it's going to be pretty intense. So stay strong in who you are and what you believe in and stand your ground, even if that means on the surface you're losing out on something. Because if it doesn't align with your beliefs, it doesn't align, and it's not meant for you anyway. So, stand your ground, though.
Stand your ground. If you don't stand for something,
you'll fall for anything. That's right. All right, Aquarius.
Let me hear it.
I love my Aquarius friend.
good.
All right, so, Aquarius. You got some work to do with your sacral chakra there. Sacral chakra. It's a little out of whack and a little out of balance, possibly. You know, like, right? So if you don't know where the sacral chakra is, it's, like, right in the pelvic region. Mm-hmm. So that controls things. That's, you know, like, fertility and sex. The organs that are in there, you know, all that stuff there, intercourse, it affects that too. So that seems to be a little unbalanced, a little out of whack.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now, Candace, but my solar plexus has no issues. But I'm going to take this as a warning for next week.
Your solar plexus is...
I got it. I'm listening. Keep going.
So this is all connected to your sacral chakra is connected to your emotions and your creativity and desire. So if it's out of whack, you could be having creative blockages, you know, if you're like a painter or like a writer, you know, writer's block, you know, your sex drive could be down. If you're, you know, an Aquarius going through this, like your sex drive could be off. May not be feeling party, you know, desirable, or maybe a little bit, you know, just out of whack. So you got to get it in check. Once we get it in check, once we fix it, then those things start to flow. Then the more
check
positive
yourself
experience
before you wreck yourself.
Right, here you go. So,
I see.
You know, aside from feeling, you know, less attractive and just not having, like, really energy to do stuff, you got to loosen the energy in that chakra. You know, dance. Get your hips moving.
This is true.
Even if, like, if it's negatively impacting your person's sexual life, have some sex. Do some, you know, do your own thing. Get it flowing. Get it flowing. Get it going. Once you do you're just initiating keeping the flow, so it's not blocked, right? You can't have it blocked. So, but like, yeah. So some things to do is that, you know, dance and just, you know, again, get them hips moving, meditate, yoga, even like certain stretching in relation to that area. You can even carry like a stone, like a carnelian. Carnelian will help you with that.
Ooh.
So you can take a bath. A nice warm bath will help. Yeah, the whole idea is to like loosen it up. And once it's like a tight little ball right now. So once you like loosen that energy, the energy can flow properly up and down from the one chakra to the next. So the flow, you know, it's going to help balance everything else. Because I feel sometimes if one chakra is not balanced, most likely multiple are unbalanced as well. Because it's a block of energy. You're blocking energy.
I heard you loud and clear.
You know what I'm saying? 10-4. All right, Pisces. All right. Last of the bunch. My little fishies. What do we got going on? This is a good time for you to rest and rejuvenate. Collect yourself, your thoughts. You're coming out on the other side of change. Like, you went through your thing and, like, the process and you healed. You're on the other side of that now. So with that being said, it's like the world is your oyster. So it's a moment in time for you to collect yourself, assess everything that has happened in the past, kind of take stock of where you're at now, what you've learned, all that progress. Take all that progress and even the failures, because failures bring growth. So even that's a positive in itself. But catch your breath, because more changes are coming. So, that is this week's horoscope for the sign. Joe?
Oh, shit.
Joe?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm still here. You think Joe was...
Are we missing Joe?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
We can't be missing Joe. Okay, like, listen, Joe... Come on, DJ. What's next?
DJ Aquarius.
Oh my God, that's great. No, we can't lose Joe. Joe will be back. Joe's having some technical difficulties. But that's okay. It happens, you know. It's just a show, and it's live, and it's still got to go on with or without Joe. We love you, Joe. I'm back. Fix that shit.
Yeah.
All right, my dude. All right, Tony. It's up to us. It's up to us to carry the torch until Joe comes back.
It'll be so funny if this ends up just being all a commercial. We can't do anything about it. This is just a commercial brought to you. And he's just going to pop that on. Oh. Yeah.
In and out. It's okay, though. He's going to find it. He'll get it. Plug it in. Plug it in. The adapter
well,
go out.
You
plug
said
it
you
in.
Prefer to use... I heard you say you prefer to use Oracle cards. What makes you more inclined to those?
Oracle cards, yes, Oracle cards. I feel so like the tarot, like the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck. It's actually like the major card. It's actually a story. It tells the story of the fool in a traditional tarot deck. And with the major arcana, it tells a story. With oracle cards, and with the story is, the other cards, the minor cards, are like situations. So it's more of a, I don't know, it's easier to use. Well, not easier. It's not easier for me to use. It's easy to use in a sense for like a novice reader to pick up on cues or messages and whatnot from the imagery. For myself, with what I find with like oracle cards, it's more intuitive. I get caught up in myself. I trip out when I do reading sometimes because, like, I get stuck in what the card is supposed to say because that's what I learned versus what I'm really feeling about the card. You know what I mean? So I feel with the Oracle cards, with the Oracle cards for me anyways, it's more intuitively drawn. Or not drawn, but you know, I intuitively read them. I like it. I'm more comfortable that way. They work better for me. No, I like tarot. I like situational stuff when it calls for it. Because I do tarot card reading. so like online and stuff like that. So I do. When it comes to that, the typical tarot cards are perfect, but it's more situational for a specific person. It's easier that way versus like a collective, you know?
Gotcha. Already, that's
yeah. But yeah, that's that. What do we got? What
okay,
else we got on the agenda tonight?
Oh, yes, we can.
Thomas is back in the building.
So,
what's going on, my dude?
I don't know what happened. I'm here, like, my microphone was on the whole time. I'm sitting here, like, listening to you guys. I was, like, playing music. So I don't know what happened, but I'm here. I'm proud of you guys for continuing.
Oh,
you're like, well, let's... but I'm here now, so.
Wow, damn, there goes the party.
All right, where were we at? We got to do Tony's segment.
Yeah, we're good to go. Got our horoscopes down, so yeah, Mr. Tony, what's good?
Oh wow. I still haven't kind of figured out a name for this lovely little segment, but it's pretty much about empowering people and giving them little tips and tricks to show them intuition and basically read the people around them, the environments, get to know themselves better, and get to know the people around them better, maybe even a little deeper than you thought you could. So what I typically do is ask people about what they're listening to right now or what their favorite movies are. I actually posted about it yesterday on Facebook, and I got a lot of people to tell me about their favorite movies of all time or a couple of their favorite movies. And with the people who talked about their favorite movies, they have like a couple of them, I kind of, there's this thing that kind of happened where it clicked, where I saw this invisible line that kind of flowed through all of the movies. And then I kind of like weaved them together, like I had like a needle and thread. So I had one friend who said his favorite movies were, what was it? His favorite movies were No Country for Old Men. One of the Star Wars movies, I think it was like the second Star Wars movie. And then there was another one that unfortunately escaped me. With all of those movies, the invisible thread that lined them all together was kind of like this coming-of-age, story, this approach to adulthood, to manhood. And that kind of like reflected on how he is as a person. But in those movies, another underlying thread was like darkness. But he's not a dark individual. And I was just like, oh. So he basically just kind of embraces all of the darkness that comes with life and growing up, those growing pains, which we've all experienced. They're all growing pains can be like absolutely insufferable. It's like puberty on steroids, times 15, hungover. It's just the worst. But he handles, he like finds the light that's under all that darkness. And he kind of like keeps going. I just got that from in the final thing. So, long story short, the way people can like kind of learn and read the people around them is like actually what their favorite movie is. They'll inadvertently tell you so much about yourself themselves because in all those movies are connecting themes. There may be an individual that they connect with severely. I mean, they may connect with completely and they identify with. That's them indirectly trying to tell you about themselves. Because as we all know, everybody loves to talk about themselves. They love to be able to express themselves in a myriad of ways.
I'm sure.
So sometimes for some people, that's so much easier to just do it directly. And other people, they do it indirectly. They're doing it subconsciously, if you think about it. That's kind of like how that works for me specifically. Now, for everybody else, I think if you want to get to meet somebody where they are, like meet them where they at the present, ask them what they're listening to. I know it sounds like some corny blind date stuff, like, hey, what are you listening to? What are you into? But they're actually kind of telling you what they're experiencing right now, what's happening in their life.
Yeah.
That's right.
What they're going through. So it's all these like little small things where you get to know somebody without them trying. So because some of us are kind of like the power to express ourselves to a degree. So in that way, they're kind of like telling you without telling you.
You know what it almost sounds like? Like that sounds like for you to do that, like, that's pretty cool to get that kind of insight just based off of, you know, movies and, you know, music, entertainment like that. It almost sounds like, as we're playing this out live, people, that it would be a good idea for, like, your little segment if people write in or call in and ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to do that anonymous. The anonymous letter thing. I got to figure out how they can write us anonymously. But I think it'd be great for Tony too.
Well, maybe if, you know, we can probably work out the deets, you know, but maybe they can send an anonymous letter to Tony somehow. And then when the week comes, he can answer it online and they can tune in to the show and he can answer it live, you know?
Yeah. That would be cool.
I think that would be awesome. That would be cool. What am I watching? I'm watching Archer.
Yeah, Archer's dope.
What does that say about me?
Oh, the
anime.
Wait. Yeah, Candace watches Archer. Wait, I want to see how this goes down. Tell Tony what you watch. I want to see how this happens.
I watch Archer every day. Oh God, my favorite movie. Okay, it's a Bronx Tale.
It could be one, or it could be multiple. Oh, a Bronx Tale?
A Bronx Tale.
Oh, shit.
A Bronx Tale.
Are you familiar with it?
Oh, I'm very familiar with the Bronx. I love it.
I don't know. Like, that's one of my, I mean, for anyone that doesn't know what a Bronx Tale, it has, okay, why am I having a brain fart for the, one of the main characters?
No, Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Yeah, so like Robert De Niro's in it, and I can't remember the other actor. He's a really good actor too. But it's in what it takes place in like New York, that in the boroughs kind of. I don't know what back in what was the time frame in the 60s, 70s. Not early because they were still dealing with like segregation on some level. Because
one
of the,
best quotes here.
The plot of it. Yeah,
one of the best
really
quotes
great
here.
Coming of age.
Very
I can tell you though, Tony, like I really relate to that movie. I come from a very strong Italian background. Like those family concepts that you know Steve was having with his dad and stuff like that. Like that's a very real Italian thing.
So wait, Candace, you were trying to, you were raised going in the mafia? So that's just me?
So people in the mafia don't talk up, don't say they're in the mafia. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, I never said I was in the mafia. I was just asking if you were in the mafia.
Oh.
I like
but
the,
yeah, so
I like
that's
the quote
my
here.
Like all-time favorite movie. Love that
the
movie.
Quote here from a Bronx Tale is, you just have to accept people for what they are, and I learned the greatest gift of all. The saddest thing in life is wasted talent, and the choices that you make will shape your life forever. But you can ask anybody from my neighborhood, and they'll just tell you this is just another Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
There you go. A little spin-off of it.
Yeah,
that's my all-time favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's your favorite movie.
So,
but,
yeah, just like you said, strong Italian family bond and traditions, all of
so
that
Tony,
in there.
What you were mentioning before about listening to people express themselves and what they like, and I love that. And in a simpler way, I'm not saying we should simplify it. I'm just kind of like I like to do this on the Aquarius brain. It's really just going and being like mindful of what people like and ask them questions and let them. I guess. I just love what you're saying. I just wanted to compliment that and say I love what you said and listen and want to know about people around you and what they like. Because sometimes I think we go on a daily routine, and even if they're coworkers or, hey, what do you do? What do you like? What are you interested in? Why do you like that? That's a great question I'd love to ask. What got you into that? What fucked you up?
What fucked you up? Do you have any trauma?
What movie was it? That would be great. So, like, anyone that's listening now, or like, even if you like listen on the what is it called, the rewatch, rewind, whatever,
the
playback,
recording
you
on the podcast
at a later time. Like, we gotta. You can check out our Facebook page. Joe, what's our Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/spiritualshenanigans.
All right, so you can check us out on Spiritual Shenanigans on Facebook. And if you got a question that you want to ask Tony, feel free. And then next week on the show, he'll answer it live for you.
I'll rephrase that.
How about that?
Facebook.com.
I want to see those keyboards typing.
Spiritual Shenanigans radio show. The link is in the bio, so you can check out the bio of this episode for Spiritual Shenanigans. We're here every Thursday weekly at 8:30 p.m. What I'd like to do, guys, is play a song which Tony has picked for this evening and take a little short break and then come back and wrap it up for the rest of the show and call it a nice, awesome first show. What do you think?
Dig it.
I think it's
awesome. Yeah. Tony, what was the what's the go-to thought process of this song that you picked? Because I love the way you think about songs, and you're just gifted with it. So What's the message of the song that you picked this for?
Was this the one in the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that song. Sorry.
I'm trying to remember what the song was. Forgive me.
The Wombat's Turn.
Yes, turn. Gotcha.
That's a good song.
I think the opening part of it kind of really got me, where I think he talked about jumping from thought to thought like a flea or something like that. I was like, damn, that's on point for like how sometimes my brain works, and I think that, and how I think a lot of people who are clear anything, how their brain sound work, where it kind of jumps and jumps and jumps. Kind of like what you said, where you were having the, you have those like those synchronous, you know,
synchronistic,
what I'm
trying to say. synchronistic moments of the
oh, and your brain is just like going. And then, like, I think
fire
in the song, I think he just basically saying, like, I love that. Those are, like, my favorite things. You kind of, like, embracing that. And, like, how you turn, what was it? I like the way you turn inside out. Like, it's just, like, embracing all the good and the things that you kind of kind of shy away from in regards to this whole experience.
I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen watching, we're going to take a musical break, play a song, which Tony has just discussed his likings on. We're going to come back. And if we have time, we should have time for at least one or two callers. And we'll do a little quick reading.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's do this. All right, we'll see you in a couple
minutes. Play that track.
I jump from thought to thought like a flea jumps to a lie. You could give it up. If it's life, maybe it's the crazy that I've missed. Watering plastic plants in the hope that they'll grow. Seeing a message flash and then smashing up my phone. Mushroom, maybe it's the crazy that I've missed.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for the musical break. We do have some time left. And I hope you enjoyed the music, especially from Tony's selection. And I love Tony's selection. He's got a very wide range of different genres and thoughtful songs and lyrics that hit me like a ton of bricks. I got to play that one song you sent me. It really got me good.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to do maybe one or two readings because first of all, everyone, I did slip up on the music tonight. I'm doing this on my studio computer website thingy, and I don't remember all the stuff that I got on here. So don't judge me. If you do, how dare you? Also, we have some segments that we've come together on that we want to try out. One of them is the anonymous writing in, especially for what we were talking about for Tony, or writing in and saying, hey, anonymously, Joe, you're hot. What I mean is, maybe you got something you want to talk about and we can help you with. Dear Tony,
all right.
I love your voice, Anonymous. And your face, because we have a picture on here. We do have pictures of our stuff here. So
yes, we do. Pictures, guys.
Damn, Candace.
Check out our pictures.
You are my number one.
Rocking it.
You know, you got fans out there. Anyways, Anonymous is a segment that we want to bring in and some other fun stuff and readings. So we're going to take a caller or two. If you have not pressed the number one and you've called in and you're interested, please press the number one now. It shows me on my screen that you would like me to take a call. If I've heard from you in the past, you've like known my show or maybe forgot, either way, sometimes I like to give more other opportunities to people who have never called in or have not heard from them before. So this is going to be me and Candace real quick. We got about 10 minutes. And 1, 2, 3. Candace, pick a number between 1 and 3.
And 3. I'll go with 3.
1. I'm going to go with 3. We're going to take area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And we're here to do a reading for you. So what's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York City.
Ashiel from New York
Ashiel,
City.
Nice to meet you. How's it going in New York right now?
Oh, it's kind of raining.
I hear it's a little crazy.
Yeah, it finally stopped. So hopefully I can go outside now.
So you called? Are you interested in a reading? Is that what you called in for?
Basically, a love life. There was someone I was talking to. I was interested. Okay, I was talking to someone I was interested in, but okay.
Sorry, there's a delay in this stuff. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. I gotta let you know what's coming through before you even tell me that. You've been going through a little rough patch here for a little while. And you're getting a little lonely, and there's things that you need to focus on before a relationship. How do I say this without sounding cliche? You have to go out and have fun with yourself, because there's something energetically that you think that you're missing within yourself, and it's making you kind of, we are human to look for someone. It's not that you're not going to find someone. It's that there's something that has hurt you in the past, and I feel it. You're carrying it with you still. It's like you were abandoned. Someone broke your heart. You have to realize that you have to let go of this energy and this mindset and really just go have fun. Go have fun without expectation of meeting someone. Go take yourself out to a movie, because you have this like serious energy with you, and you need to let go and stop being so serious with yourself.
I'm getting the same thing, Joe. Like, you're lacking self-love, really. when you come down to it, without love from within, it won't come from without, you know?
The other thing that I'm also getting from you is that don't settle for anyone that isn't sure if they want to be married or not, if they want to move in together or not. You want to find someone that's going to be very blunt and straightforward with you and like, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I would like. Even if it's going to take a couple months or time to build together, you want someone, not someone who's going to keep leaving you. Because the problem here is someone that keeps coming in and out of your life, and it's like not even a relationship. It's they're there, but they're not there. And they're kind of using you energetically for attention. When they want to talk to you, they talk to you. You don't want to be around that type of person because they're not going to be committed, and they're not committing now. So that's what I got for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, it makes sense. This first situation I was going to tell you was just somebody I was interested in, but I felt like it was like a one-way street. It was one-sided, and I decided to walk away from that. So, I mean, I didn't really end it. I just pulled back, distanced myself. So if you want me, now reach out. You know what I mean? That's how I'm dealing with that situation.
I would end
the second one. Oh, really? Okay. Why is that?
I would end it because just like I said before, you don't want to hold on to someone that isn't reaching out or giving you an equal amount of balance of give and take. Because otherwise, if you don't let go of that, you're holding on to a door that's just kind of you're keeping a door open and hoping that they change. And you got to show yourself respect by you disconnecting from them. Saying, nope. You're saying I deserve better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the right track on that one then, because I just did it Monday. You know, we saw each other, just waved, and I kept moving, you know.
But
just
cut it off.
Don't even say hello. I don't want to be like...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. All right.
Hold on.
So,
a little bit of a sound delay. Candace. It's like a 7-second delay, and we're good.
Yeah. Candace, you go. Go ahead.
I was going to tell him don't, like Joe said, don't leave that door open for that other person to walk back into your life. Just close it. Like, you know?
Okay.
That way you can move forward. So
okay.
You're telling
him, go ahead.
Your partner needs to be in it, like you. As much as you're in it, your partner should be equally as in it, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of distance myself from that. But I have a second issue is somebody that actually hurt me years ago and who's tried to come back into my life last year, and I blocked everything. You know, I didn't want to be bothered any kind of number somehow. A person managed to text me today. I didn't, you know, and I just got a text and said, can I talk to you today? And they asked me what. I just asked who is it? And I didn't get an answer. So automatically that came through to me. I just blocked that number as well because that I don't want to do anything anymore.
Good.
You're making all the right moves.
Yeah.
There's
a
reason
choice.
Why
I don't know what...
these people are part of our past, you know? There's a reason why they're
I don't know why
they should stay there.
Person, but that while this ex keeps coming back, this is going nonstop. It's been 10 years ago since last year. I blocked and I don't know. I said it's over. I wish you the best. Good luck to you. That's it. But somehow.
Well,
I don't know.
We can look into it in so many ways. I mean, there's certain terms that we can use, but there's certain individuals that if they don't really work on themselves, they go backwards towards people, and these individuals are energetically toxic. They wind up draining you emotionally, and they never. So there's a life lesson here happening for you about self-worth, boundaries, self-respect. So you just have to don't think so much about what you're making choices on, because you're making the right choice. It's almost like you're just overthinking your decisions. And you just got to just make the choice and trust your intuition. The extra parts of, you know, why do they keep coming back? It's, listen, I've been there before. We ask a lot of questions. But the truth is that they're just looking for that person that's going to give them that energetic love supply that they aren't producing for themselves. And that's why we say love mm-hmm. yourself and heal yourself, because you can give that to yourself. And we're still human. We go through evolution of, oh, I got to not focus on where's my next lover. I got to focus on not being lonely. I got to be okay with being happy with myself. Those people don't do that. They're the ones that are seeking attention. They're seeking love energy to fulfill the void that's within them that's lacking. And they're very judgmental and rude. And they will speak and slander the shit out of other people and then make you look bad, like you're the bad person. So this, I'm assuming this person was toxic as fuck. So what I want to say for you, sir, is let go, close the door, don't overthink it, keep moving forward. And remember, you are, and I'm being honest about this, you're going to meet someone. But I need you to just do one thing. I want you to be more specific with yourself on the type of relationship you want to have, because the more details uh-huh. and the better, meaning someone who is genuine, communicative, and you know, put the good words in, has their own loving hobbies and has their own interests, because that way you both have your own things and you're not deprived of each other's energy. So
that's important.
Put more detail into the person you're looking for, all right?
It again.
Put more detail on the type of person that you want to be, you want to meet
yeah.
and be with.
Yeah. Yes.
And
I
don't
agree.
Go backwards.
You said I agree. Yeah, it's just sometimes I'm like I tell myself you being too hard, just giving them a chance, and then I find myself in a situation.
That's boundaries. That's boundaries. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for calling.
So I guess someone else is picking my brother up because I heard someone get in the car. I was about to finish it up. But boundaries is a big lesson. And like we were talking about before, even in the horoscopes, I think it was whoever it was. But we all have to go through hard times to realize where we won't, lack of boundaries. Sometimes we give in
yeah.
and we didn't know. And that's the thing. We don't know enough sometimes. You know, I'll be honest. I wasn't mature all the time. I wasn't the person I wish I was at certain points. But I went through events that they sucked, they hurt. And sometimes I wish I could have been this person then to have maybe seen it come out differently. And all we can really do is just be positive and love ourselves and give ourselves some slack from the things that we did do wrong. But boundaries is a big topic for this one. Candace, you got time for one more?
Do I got time for one more? I don't know. Do you got time for one more?
I mean,
how about we just leave our viewers, look at me, our listeners, with some like parting wisdom. I don't know.
So the goal here for the future is definitely to take some more callers. Wisdom and advice for tonight's episode.
A ticket for the road. I don't know. I think that like what I've gotten from myself when as doing the horoscopes this week, I noticed a big theme with love. Whether in every single aspect. Listen, it's crazy when I do readings of any kind, mm-hmm. when I connect to any energy, I feel that energy. So I was feeling like major heartache and loss, like people like crying, you know, sorrow. You know, I was feeling those sort of things, you know, more mm-hmm. than like the elation of love, like the happiness of love. There's a lot of sadness going on right now, a lot of confusion and like like sadness, you know, like something is missing from heart space. And I think it's really important. I think that people forget we are, life is hard right now in general, just mm-hmm. surviving every day. Sometimes we forget about ourselves and pampering ourselves, showing ourselves mm-hmm. some love. And whatever that means, does that mean going out and getting your favorite Thai food because you love it? Sure, why not? Go see a movie.
Does that mean going out
go...
and getting hammered, wasted? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Kidding. You know, there's people out there that they want to love people, and their subconscious mind doesn't know what love is or has not, like, trusted love because of their past. And so they look for reasons to not love the person. And so love can be, like, a whole mess of stuff. I want to share this with everyone. My words of wisdom for tonight is the show for tonight has started off with some awesome people. You know, I got Candace and Tony here and myself. And good things and great things evolve and achieve really great places, but they all start.
Are you good?
And even though this has started years ago, we're coming together more with some new shit. Is someone washing dishes in the background?
Yeah,
we all come together and we try to work on things that will evolve into even better stuff. So whatever it is in the beginning when you start, or if you've started something and you haven't really went forward with it, keep going. Don't let your passion be discouraged by it. Evolve with it. Get excited to create new with it, because that's where it gets fine-tuned and even better. And so I'm looking forward to more awesome episodes with me, Candace, and Tony here. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Tony, say goodbye.
It was fun. It was fun.
Candace, say goodbye.
Aloha.
All right. Peace out, guys. See you guys next week.
Send-off? Wait. Tony's got to say something nice for everyone.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Tony. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, you mean like a final word a la Jerry Springer?
Yes.
A what?
Oh, okay. My words of wisdom are to buckle up, go inside, and embrace and feel every single thing that's going on within you. What was this wonderful quote? A lot of us have been like those flowers that have grown out of like the concrete, and most of those flowers do not
so
get
beautiful.
Like watered at all whatsoever. So you kind of have to make sure that flower, you have to tend to that flower yourself. You have to be the flower that tends to itself, because nobody's going to come water it. So you have to embrace all those feelings that are like circulating within you, because they're all you. Mm-hmm. They're all yours. They're for you. Even the ones that got like given to you by somebody else, you have to embrace them and hold and like just let them flow through you. And then like let whatever happens after that, let it happen, because what the hell else are you going to do? That's all you can control.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Well, we going growing in the sidewalk. That is, I love that. That is also beautiful.
Words, love them. All right, everyone. So thank you for listening. We will be back next Thursday at 8:30 for more. We're going to take on more readings, hopefully, as well, and listen and hear from you. If you'd like to reach out, you can email me at amillennialsthirdeye@gmail.com. Message us on our Facebook page or check out our other social media links as well. Guys, I had a pleasure and had fun. Have a good night.
Oh, it was a blast.
Good night.
Dear Heavenly Spirit, thank you. Thank you for providing us with the direct port nitrous injection, 4-core intercoolers and ball bearing turbos, and titanium valve springs. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.